What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always with my two co-hosts, John Kegley and David Drogemeyer, three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog, who have been covering the Chargers for three seasons now, but this was our first with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. Well, guys, football season is over, but the off-season shows continue. We have a fun show to do today. I'm excited about it because the Chargers kind of got the conversation going on our first subject and first segment today with them posting the Chargers starting five if they were going to be a basketball team. So we're going to go ahead and get into that first. We have some suggestions and maybe some different lineups we'd like to throw in there. And then we're going to get into our second and third segments, and those are both going to be talking about the Chargers' potential cuts this season. And there's a few big names on the list that you guys are going to know who those guys are, and a couple smaller names that we could also see get the chop potentially going into the season. So in the first of those segments, we're going to talk about if we think the Chargers should cut these guys for what they're making next season and talk about what the dead salary cap space would be. If they did, in the last segment of the show, we're going to give you the percentage of a chance that these guys get cut, go through each one of them, and tell you what we feel like the organization will do, whether they should or whether they should not. So let's go ahead and get into it, guys. The Chargers put out a tweet yesterday responding to a post talking about what starting lineup from an NFL team would you pick to go up against the Lakers if you were picking for one team. And the Chargers put out their list, and Melvin Ingram was not happy about it. So on the Chargers list, they have the point guard being Casey Hayward, the shooting guard being Keenan Allen, the small forward being Melvin Gordon, power forward Mike Williams, and then center, the former basketball player, of course, Antonio Gates. And when I say Melvin Ingram wasn't happy about it, he made the list as the sixth man. He was not happy about that, though. He retweeted it and quoted saying, "That's why whoever created this roster is into football, not basketball." John, do you agree with that? Should Melvin Ingram be in the starting lineup?
I do. With his athleticism, I think he definitely should be in the starting lineup, probably over Melvin Gordon, in my mind. I think that would be a much better position. And if we had to put one more person in there, you'd have to put someone that's pretty athletic himself too. What about Derwin James?
Oh yeah.
You got to have someone like that that can fly up and down the court.
Oh, 100%. Derwin James has to be on this list. So if we're talking about, you know, NBA and who you're going to get rid of, I think you absolutely have to get rid of Melvin Gordon. I think, unfortunately for Casey Hayward, I think I'm getting rid of Casey Hayward too. My starting five, if I was the Chargers putting together a basketball team, it has to start with maybe a surprise. I'm going Melvin Ingram as my point guard, a pit bull, get in his way while he's trying to get to the rim and see what happens. Probably one of the most athletic players on the Chargers, pound for pound. I'm going with him as the point guard over Casey Hayward. I'll stick with Keenan Allen at the shooting guard position. He just has a way of finding, he knows how to find his way open to get a shot. So I like that in my shooting guard. And then I'm going to replace Melvin Gordon with, like you said, John, Derwin James. Have that guy at small forward locking it down on the defensive side. And then I'll keep Mike Williams and Antonio Gates. David, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I like that combination there. I mean, I think everybody is in agreement that Melvin Ingram should definitely be in the starting lineup there just because he's such a freak athlete. I mean, it seems like he can do everything. And so, you know, when you want that type of guy on your team, that fit, big physical presence. And, of course, I mean, you can't talk about this, you know, this team without talking about Antonio Gates, the actual college basketball player out of Kent State. It'd be great to see what he could do, you know, even at his age against players from across the league, just because, you know, he probably could have potentially got to the NBA as a basketball player if he did not turn himself into a Hall of Fame tight end.
Yeah, I don't know if you would have made the NBA just because he would have been undersized as a power forward, but he could definitely play with the best of them. I mean, he made his name for Kent State in college basketball and kind of put Kent State on the map. and got himself, you know, a role to try to be the Chargers tight end, and the rest is history. John, I want to talk about all time. You're the one that knows the best Chargers of all time, and I think, you know, you're a big basketball fan too, so you could probably tell us which Charger all time you would want to have in your starting lineup if you're playing a basketball game tomorrow. I know you have a few guys in mind, but who would you go with?
I would probably go with Sal. I saw a lot of his basketball film back when he was in high school. The dude's a freak athlete. He was ridiculous. And I would definitely have him in there. I would maybe say power forward just because of how aggressive he is. I think he could definitely play that position really well. He was only 6'3", but I think he would definitely find his way in there. And he could draw a lot of fouls with that aggressiveness. If I was to make an all-time starting lineup, it would go probably not by position, just Malcolm Floyd, Kellen Winslow, Seau, Antonio Gates, and then I would add King Dunlap just because he was 6'9" and had size to be the center.
Yeah, he's not going to be chasing guys out on the perimeter if there's any sort of switch action going on, but King Dunlap, I mean, has to be one of the tallest Chargers of all time at 6'9". You just put him in the paint and let him go to work, but I think Malcolm Floyd is another guy who you could really see in there just with his jumping ability. I think a lot of Chargers fans would want to go with a guy like Vincent Jackson because of his athleticism.
Yeah, but then when you go to play a basketball game, he's in jail with a DUI.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, that might off. We'll check that off as off the field concerns or off the court concerns in this one. But I think if the Chargers were to have to play another NFL team in basketball, I think that they would hold their own. I wouldn't want to see Calais Campbell in the paint, though. I think that might be bad for the Chargers. But I think Melvin Ingram, though, has a legitimate argument to be in the starting lineup. You know, props to the Chargers social media for coming up with this. David, is there any all-time Chargers that you would want to see on this team if you were playing a basketball game tomorrow?
I mean, just thinking about it, I mean, just the physical aspect of basketball, I'd love to get, you know, somebody who's just nasty, you know, maybe someone like a Jamal Williams, you know, just that big presence. God. Yeah, just a big physical presence, man. I mean, that I think that would just be fun to watch.
I would love to see Jamal Williams on a basketball court. So I'm glad that you play him in there. If we could just make a game out of all defensive and offensive linemen on the basketball court and see how that turned out, that would be great. Because, you know, at the end of the game, all of them are just going to be shooting threes. You know, you have these giant physical specimens, and they're just going to be hanging outside the three-point line because they don't want to run around and set a bunch of screens and do a bunch of backdoor cuts. But I thought this was a fun conversation. If you want to tell us who you think the Chargers starting five would be if they had to play in the NBA tomorrow, we want to know what you think. But we do need to get into the guys that could be cut, so we have that coming up next. All right, guys, now it's time to get into the Chargers' potential cuts during the offseason. I know there's a lot of guys that the fans would like to see gone, and you're probably going to hear those names today if you keep listening, because the guys I have right now that could probably be cut and have a legitimate chance of being cut and could save the Chargers a lot of money goes like this. I have Corey Leggett, Travis Benjamin, Jahleel Adai, Sam Tevy, and Michael Schofield. I think all of those guys are kind of on the chopping block, and the Chargers could save a bunch of money for a few of those guys. All right, let's start with, I think, the guy with the best conversation, and that is Corey Leggett. He's going into the last year of his contract. He's due $9.5 million this season, and the Chargers would save $8 million in cap space and only take on $1.5 million in dead cap, which would be money against their salary cap, whether the player is on the field or not for the Chargers. So, David, is there any argument for you to keep Corey Leggett on the field and not cut him this offseason when he's making that kind of money?
Legitimately, no. There's definitely no good argument that I can present to you. Given his lack of play and the amount of money on his contract, that would legitimize the Chargers keeping him. I just think that, you know, they gave him, you know, top D-line, top 10 D-line money, and he has never come close to performing as a top 10 D lineman throughout his career. So the Chargers absolutely have to make the easy decision, and they need to let go of Corey Legit.
Yeah, I think you meant if they legitimately want to get rid of him. You said legit a couple times. I couldn't help but think that. Anyways, bad pun alert. John, at this point, there's no restructuring Corey Legit's deal like they've done before. He's due basically the rest of his contract this season if they're going to keep him on the roster. So do you want the Chargers to cut Corey Legit?
Yes, absolutely. The money that we would be saving, even though we'd have some against the cap, the money we would be saving, we could probably get two decent guys that could perform better than him for the same price on the D-line. We could easily get two guys that are $3 million, $4 million a year kind of guys right now in free agency that could replace Legit. So I would definitely cut him and just take that 1.5 cap hit.
Yeah, and you're going to have to take on some dead cap in this conversation. I mean, there's just no way around it. But when you're talking about $8 million and what you could do with that kind of money, you're absolutely going to get more production out of that money if you spend it elsewhere other than Corey Legit. And it is hard because you did see when Corey Legit was on the field after his suspension that went for four games, he was playing some of the best football of this contract, and he was the Chargers' best run defender and a guy that you were actually starting to get on board with. But with the injury, with the suspension last year, with the amount of money that you could save, I think you release Corey Legit. Maybe he comes back to the Chargers, but he's going to be able to test free agency if they let him go. And then the next couple of guys are Travis Benjamin, who's due $6.5 million in 2019, and you'd save $5.25 million if you cut him with only 1.25 in dead cap. And then Jahlil Adai, who's $6 million this year, save $5 million if you cut him, and $1 million in dead cap space. John, is there any argument to bring back either of these guys if you were making the calls?
Travis Benjamin would be maybe, and that's only if Tyrell Williams leaves, because then it becomes, can you replace Tyrell Williams with a guy in free agency or the draft that is also going to be able to learn the playbook as fast as Benjamin and Tyrell Williams did. So that's the only like circumstance I would say. But other than that, I don't really see another argument for Jahlil Adai. He was horrible. He needs to go. I would rather eat a $6 million cap space than keep him.
Yeah, because you know, if they keep him, he's going to get time on the field. And I think Jahlil Adai is a better conversation for the next segment when we talk about if we actually think these guys are going to get cut and what the percentage we put on it, because the Chargers seem very high on Jahlil Adai. You heard Tom Telesco after the season talking about how he's kind of the backbone of the defense. So I think you can get rid of both those guys. I mean, Travis Benjamin, it's just going to be impossible for anyone to kind of persuade me that with the 12 catches and the 186 yards that he had this season and one touchdown, which he got on a 46-yard touchdown that should have been a false start. If you take that away, his season just looks absolutely abysmal. David, do you see any reason for either of these guys to stay?
Absolutely not. I mean, they're both nowhere near the value that the Chargers gave them, and quite honestly, they robbed the team and the organization for that amount of money, and good for them and good for their agents, because that's probably the last big money deal they're ever going to get. But both those guys, I mean, especially Jahlil Adai, he's just a liability. And unfortunately, you know, what you mentioned, the Chargers are high on him, but it seems like they can't help themselves. Like, if he's there, he's on the field, and they just can't notice that he's just a really bad player. And it's just unfortunate. You know, what I think is going to happen and what, you know, I want to happen are going to be two different things, but you'll hear about that coming up next.
I think he is the one that's the biggest conversation for the next segment, but a couple other guys on the list, John, are Michael Schofield and Sam Tevy. Sam Tevy's not going to really save you any money. It's going to save you $600,000 with $80,000 in dead cap. But Michael Schofield is going to make $3.25 million in 2019. You could save $2.5 million with only $750,000 in dead cap, but I doubt both of these guys are going to get cut, because right now that's 40% of your offensive line.
I would like us to actually go into free agency with the mindset of just signing offensive linemen so that we can get rid of Schofield and Tevi, even if it means we pay more money than we would keeping one or two of those guys. We need guys that are better on that line. So in my mind, I do want to get rid of them just for the sake of signing more guys in free agency and even the draft.
Yeah, we all know that this offensive line needs a lot of work. And if you do cut both of those guys, it saves you about $3 million, which doesn't seem like a ton. But if you add in some of the money you're getting by cutting a couple of these other guys, you open up two free roster spots that you can use for additional offensive linemen. But I would see them probably keeping at least one of these guys just for depth, because they did start for the Chargers this year and got valuable playing time, and that isn't something to be overlooked. But the production on the field just hasn't been there, and you can't ignore that, because this Chargers right side of the offensive line, I mean, not even including Feeney, has to change going into the 2019 season. But let's go ahead and get into the percentage chance the Chargers actually cut all of these players and get into why we think that is. But first, I need to tell you guys that this episode could have been brought to you by your company or your product. If you're looking for a way to reach new customers, podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with the sponsors they hear on their podcast. Our demographic is 98% males with higher education and more earning than average audiences. And you could sign up to sponsor the Locked On Chargers podcast by emailing me at dwade4256. The offseason is just the start of the 2019 season. We never take a break, so you can sponsor the Locked On Chargers podcast by emailing me, and we will hook you up with an offseason deal. All right, guys, now it's time for the final segment of the day, and that is what is the percentage we would put on the Chargers getting rid of the guys that we mentioned. So we'll go ahead and start with Corey Legia. He's been kind of a candidate for this segment for the last couple of seasons, and now he's on the last year of his contract, about to get the rest of his contract, which is a good amount of money. David, I know you're on the record as saying you want to get rid of Corey Legia, but what do you think the chances are the Chargers actually do it?
I think the writing's kind of on the wall with this one, even with the organization. I mean, they restructured his contract because they realized that he was not living up to the type of play that money warranted. So I actually think the Chargers know what decision they need to make, and that's that they need to cut him. So I actually, you know, have a pretty, you know, high percentage here. I'm going to go about 80% that they're going to cut Corey Legia and save that $8 million in cap.
John, what are you thinking?
842%? I believe Legit's gone.
All right, so John is saying that Legit will be gone before the 2019 season kicks off. I'm not putting it quite that high. I'll go in between you guys. I think it has to be a 90% chance. So this is the Chargers' chance to finally get rid of this bloated contract that they mistakenly signed a few years back. And I think it would be asinine to think that they're going to keep him on the field. But it's still the Chargers, which is why I cannot go 842% chance, because the Chargers will charger. And you know, a couple of these guys somehow, some way are going to find their way onto the field in 2019. But let's move on to the next guy, and that is Travis Benjamin. John, you made the case for maybe potentially keeping Travis Benjamin. What are the chances he gets cut this year, in your opinion?
I'm going to say probably around 30 to 40% area, somewhere around there. It would be a good thing to cut him. There's a chance Tyrell Williams gets lost, so I think there's a chance they could keep him as well.
That really hurts me to hear you say that, because I just don't see it with Travis Benjamin. Even if you were taking his best season as a Charger, it really never lived up to the contract that he signed. David, what are you putting the percentage chances on for Travis Benjamin?
Yeah, no, I'm actually going to go with John's response to the first question. I mean, he's completely gone. And I think you can see that, you know, throughout this season, this coaching staff decided early on that they were not really going to put him on the football field that much. And I think that really strengthened my feelings that the organization knows that one touchdown for $6+ million a year is not going to cut it. And it's not, you know, the money does not meet the production. So he's 100% gone. And I really think it's not even a tough choice.
To me, it's not a tough choice. The Chargers front office, on the other hand, you just never know. I think Travis Benjamin could and should be cut. I don't think it's a done deal because I think John makes a good point about Tyrell Williams. But they're not the same player. They have the same one key attribute, and that's speed. But Travis Benjamin doesn't have the size or the ability to stay on the field and take hits. And also, guess what? You brought him in to be a return man, and now you have one of the best returners in the game in Desmond King that is taking that spot away from him without even saying sorry. So I think Travis Benjamin has to go. I'm going to put the percentage chance that he's going to go at about 75%. I think it's pretty sure it's going to happen, but you know, they never cease to amaze me. Now we go into the guy that really, I think you could make an argument on both sides of, but neither side of the argument is going to be on the productivity side. So, David, let's talk about Jahleel Adai and what percentage chance you think that he could come back, much to the chagrin of many Charger fans.
Yeah, no, I mean, this one, you know, it sucks, obviously. I really, really hate to have to say this, but unfortunately, the Chargers organization is enamored with Jahleel Adai for whatever reason. I truly do not know, but, you know, just given the things that the coaches have said, what Tom Telesco has said in the past, it just doesn't make sense to believe anything other than that the Chargers are more than likely going to want to keep Jahleel Adai. So, unfortunately, the percentage chance is pretty high that they keep him. I think, you know, the chance that they cut him is probably only around 20%.
That's crazy to me to see that production and to see, you know, what percentage you're putting on it. And I can't even argue with you that much. John, what do you think? What's the number for you?
This is where I was going to say the Chargers are going to charge her and they're going to keep them. I would even go 10% chance that they cut them. I'm pretty sure they're going to keep them. As much as I would like to get rid of them, the Chargers are those people that are like, oh, yeah, we're really high on this guy. We have to keep him. I mean, look what they did with Michael Davis. I mean, are we going to compare the talent level to each other with Michael Davis and Jahleel Adai? No, but when they're really on somebody, they're really on somebody.
And that's what scares me the most about this entire situation is just, you know, how loyal they've been to guys that they probably shouldn't have. But Tom Telesco, if you're listening, which I know you probably are, you can't do it. You built this contract so that you could get out of it this season if everything went wrong. And guess what? The sirens are flashing. Everything went wrong. And no matter what you think he means, you know, from a leadership mentality to this defense is not worth the money that you're putting into his bank account. I love Jahleel Adai. He's a guy who was undrafted, came from nothing, and turned into a respectable player for a couple of seasons. But you have to cut your losses with Jahleel Adai. Are they going to do it? That's where it really hurts me because I agree with you guys. It's less than 50%, which is crazy to me. I do think, though, you know, now a few weeks later after Tom Telesco said it, hopefully they're looking over the tape and kind of seeing the big plays, you know, the George Kittle or the Tyreek Hill play where he just doesn't even look like he belongs at the same level as some of these athletes. He was a big hitter. He doesn't even really do that anymore. So I just don't see Jahleel Adai being on this roster if you had a good roster. But I'm going to put the chances at 40%. I would say there's a 40% chance that Jahleel Adai gets cut. And that is just hoping that there's someone that they want to sign that's going to improve this team that they have to get rid of Jahleel Adai to do that. So I think that's pretty much it, guys. I think Michael Schofield and Sam Tevy, I think we could all see kind of being like a 50-50 chance they bring those guys back, maybe higher. I think it's a pretty low chance that both of those guys get cut unless you're bringing in multiple players at that position, which we're not opposed to, I should say. We would be absolutely fine with that. But we don't really have a good idea of what they're trying to do at this point. And that's going to wrap things up for today's show. Hopefully the Chargers listen to us. We could create about $40 million in cap space if they were going to cut all of those guys. But we'll have to wait and see. Until then, next week, guys, we're going to try to have Eric Williams back on the show again. He was one of our best guests from this season. We want to talk to him about the Chargers season last year and what's going to happen going forward. So stick in with us to do that. And we'll also be covering the Pro Football Focus Top 100 Players list, which is coming out as we speak. And once that's all concluded, we'll go over that. There's a few Chargers we already know to be on that list, so we'll get into it. But until then, make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC and to like the Facebook page, Locked On Chargers, and to give us your basketball starting five, to give us who you want to see cut. Say it in your own voice by calling the Locked On Chargers voicemail. It's the coolest thing that we do. We love to hear you guys' voices on the show. And you can do that by calling 323-524-7924. We will play your voice on the show. Everybody who's done it has gotten on the show so far. So make sure you call that number, Locked On Chargers, at 323-524-7924 to get on the show. And also, guys, make sure to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts from, iTunes, Spotify, wherever, and leave us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate it. And until then, guys, we will talk to you next week. Take it easy and go Bolts.